Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. Bal Thackeray and Dhirubhai Ambani were both shrewd men. But they both made one cardinal mistake. Neither put in place a robust succession plan before they died. Thackeray promised to never impose his son Uddhav or grandson Aditya on the Shiv Sena, and Ambani never left a will, dividing up his business empire. These proved to be costly mistakes or errors of judgment. Uddhav and Aditya Thackeray both lost their jobs this week thanks to a coup by an upstart Eknath Shinde. The bitter feud between Ambani's sons Mukesh and Anil in the wake of his demise is too well known. Mukesh clearly does not want history to repeat itself, and has therefore put in motion the first phase of what could become a multi-phased succession plan at conglomerate Reliance Industries Limited, when he appointed son Akash to head the board of the telecom arm Reliance Jio and his twin Aisha as the chairperson of the fashion and retail arm Reliance Retail. Ambani's move is significant not only because it signals that he is ready to pass on the mantle of his multi-billion dollar business empire to his children, but also because the move could pave the way for the separate listing of 3-3 Group verticals telecom, retail and oil and gas. So, will Ambani's succession plan work without a hitch? We don't know that yet, but we will tell you when we do. So keep reading this space. While we wish Ambani the best of health and many golden years ahead, two billionaires Palanji Shaporji Mistry and Leonardo Del Vecchio bid the world adieu in the week gone by. Mistry, the India-born Irish businessman of Parsi descent, was 93. The reclusive billionaire died in his sleep at his residence in Mumbai, the city his construction behemoth, the Shaporji Palanji Group, has been instrumental in building over the last 150 years. But apart from being a construction magnate, Mistry was also the single biggest shareholder in Tata Sons. Mistry and Vecchio may have had very different beginnings, but they both had one admirable trait in common: a steely resolve to succeed, against all odds, for that is what it took to succeed back in the day. India's stock markets again ended the week in the red, with the benchmark Sensex and the Nifty down over 1%. This has been the worst quarter for the Indian markets since the COVID pandemic began. The markets are afraid that central bank action on interest rates, to tame inflation, could prove to be counterproductive for the country's economy. The June quarter saw the two benchmark indices fall 9.5% each, clocking their worst performance since the March 2020 quarter. FII sold Indian equities worth $13.81 billion in the quarter till June 29, the biggest outflow since at least 2008. The Nifty Small Cap 100 and the Nifty Mid Cap 100 lost 19.1% and 10.9%, respectively, in the quarter.